The man who founded Habitat for Humanity died early this morning. He was 74. Millard Fuller was not a household name, but his work was. The Alabama entrepreneur became a young millionaire. Then he created a worldwide network to help the poor by building more than 300,000 homes in nearly 100 countries. From Atlanta, NPR's Kathy Lohr reports.
Fuller was a country boy from Lynette, Alabama, who started raising pigs at age 6, launched a marketing business, became a lawyer, and was a millionaire by the time he turned 29. He began having health problems, and his marriage was breaking up. So as Fuller told the National Press Club in 1996,
after spending most of my adult life in a pursuit of success in law and business, I wanted to make my life count for something of more lasting value. So I made a radical change. Linda and I divested ourselves of our wealth and sought a very different kind of life, a life of Christian service.
Fuller believed people of faith must put their faith into practice. He and his family moved to Zaire, Africa in 1973 to build homes. And in 1976, he returned to the U.S. and started Habitat for Humanity with his wife. Fuller said the key principle was to build simple, decent houses.
We want to make shelter a matter of conscience. We want to make it socially, morally, politically, and religiously unacceptable to have substandard housing and homelessness.
Habitat's most famous volunteer is former President Jimmy Carter. In a statement, Carter said Fuller was one of the most extraordinary people he'd ever known, an inspiration, someone who used his remarkable gifts as an entrepreneur for the benefit of millions of needy people around the world. Fuller lived at Koinonia Farm near Americus, Georgia in the 1960s and remained a supporter of the interracial Christian community all his life. Executive Director of Koinonia, Bren Dubay, met with Fuller every month.
Reached out to everyone. He knew presidents and kings, but he also knew the next door neighbor and the person at the gas station. He was just a friend to everyone.
In 2005, Habitat's board dismissed Fuller after allegations of sexual harassment. Dubay says that didn't stop his work. The philanthropist continued to raise money for Habitat affiliates, and he founded a new organization, the Fuller Center for Housing.
It, of course, saddened him, and some accusations that were made against him, he swore to me and to many others, they were not true, but he harbored no ill will.
Millard Fuller will be buried in a simple pine box tomorrow morning at Koinonia, according to his wishes. A memorial service will be held later this month. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Atlanta.